Hello, geeks. Jack Munson here on the Facebook Franchise Podcast. Every Monday, I'm joined by Mike McDowell, my colleague and director of operations at Social Joey. Hey, Mike, what's up today?
Hey, not much, Jack. How are you?
I am doing just fine. Folks, Mike is a certified Facebook ad buyer and business manager, and we're bringing you a new tip each week directly from Facebook to make your franchise system's ads run more efficiently and reach more franchise candidates and consumers in the most influential space on earth. Mike, we've been talking for a few weeks now about all of the changes coming up this year, especially with Apple and the new iOS system and how it's really going to kind of limit some of the tracking and targeting that people can do on Facebook. But it sounds like you've got some good news from Facebook on this topic.
Yeah, it's been a pleasant surprise over the last week or so as Facebook has rolled out some tools and some options to maybe limit some of the negative effects from the desktop side of things that I think people are going to be really interested in.
So tell me about this, this new, is it a new program? Is it a new way that they're using pixels? How does this work on the Facebook side?
Yeah. So I don't know that I would necessarily call it new because it's been around for a little bit, but the way that Facebook has been able to apply it now is really what's going to make it worthwhile. And so specifically what they're talking about here is what's called their conversions API. And the conversions API traditionally was built for tracking events at a server level for things that you may not necessarily be getting from your Facebook pixel, right? So it might be an install or a download or something like that that you can't actually like pixel a PDF or, you know, something like that where the tracking traditionally hasn't been available. You could use this conversions API and at least get data back on it. So what's happening here is basically the issue with Apple is, on desktop specifically with any kind of browser is what they're actually blocking is essentially just cookie tracking, right? Which that's the thing that Google Analytics runs off of, Facebook pixels run off of, all of these things, right? So that's why all of these companies have kind of been freaking out because all of their conversion tracking up to this point has been built around a cookie being placed on a user's browser so that they could follow them, track them, pull down any information they were allowed to pull on them, and then ultimately report that back to Facebook for targeting purposes, for conversion purposes, all these different things. So where the conversions API comes in is it doesn't rely on cookies from the user's browser. It relies on your first party data from the server level where your website's being hosted. So what's cool about this, and I want to be very, very, very careful in the way that we talk about this because, there are still rules and privacy laws and things like that, that you have to make sure that you abide by. For instance, if you're in Europe or California and you have these additional privacy laws that exist and somebody opts out on your website from tracking, that still applies to this. This is not a way around any of the European privacy laws or any way around the California privacy laws or anything like that. But it does fix the issue of relying solely on cookies to be able to get your conversion events, your tracking, and all those different things. So essentially, rather than relying on that browser cookie, you are allowing your server events to report directly to Facebook, which is your own owned first party data that you're then giving to Facebook. So essentially somebody can say like, I don't want cookies to track me on this website. Well, that doesn't stop the fact that your server is tracking them and there are events being pulled in from your server that you still own and have data on and can still send to Facebook to track events, conversions, form fills, all those different things.
Yeah, and especially if you're doing what a lot of our clients need to do and have a form filled out or have someone download a PDF or someone, you know, maybe make an appointment for some sort of home services type appointment. Is that all correct?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And so it's making sure that when you build out this API, and Facebook's actually made it really easy. They've got a nice little walkthrough and some very simple setups and different things like that. And it can pair with your Facebook Pixel to even make sure that it's configured correctly and things like that. Basically it's going to allow you to still use that data again, so that everybody is clear. If you have laws in your state, country, city, area, whatever, that say if somebody opts out, you still have to opt them out, at a, you know, core data level, you still need to abide by those rules. But if the only thing affecting you is the iOS 14 rollout, this will at some level help you avoid the fallout that was coming.
And so that's really good news. As long as, again, everyone abides by all of the rules of your state or country. You said that there's sort of an easy walkthrough that people can access. Is that available now? And what should people do to prepare for this change right now?
Yeah. So if you are a frequent user of your Facebook ad account, where a lot of this is happening through, you'll notice that Facebook has added a new tab to your Ads Manager account that you can click on, and it will actually tell you, I think it's called Resource Center, and it will actually tell you, you know, here are the things you need to do. And so you'll probably go in there and see things like verify your domain, which if you haven't done that, you should probably do that. And then you'll see something in there. If you're using any type of conversion tracking through your current Pixel, it will prompt you from there to say install the conversions API, and it gives you a little button, and then Facebook will actually just take you right through a little tutorial walkthrough of what to do. And then there's several different, I think three different configurations. One where you let Facebook do an automatic configuration, which for 99% of the population is probably the way to go. But if you track more than 8 conversion events, or 8 pixel events on your website, there are some walkthroughs that basically tell you how to rank those things for the ones you care about the most, because the limit of 8 things being tracked, or 8 different pixel fires or conversions or whatever, you'll still have to abide by those rules and things like that. But essentially, as you walk through the tutorial, it's going to tell you for 99.9% of the population, you're going to install the API, server level tracking, all that good stuff. If you've got like WordPress, there's actually a plugin for it. It's going to be super, super easy. If you have an e-commerce platform like Shopify or BigCommerce or anything like that, there's literally like a partner option that's already set up, where you just click a button and log in and it does it for you. Makes it so, so, so simple. There's a lot of easy ways, but yeah, Facebook walks you through the whole process. And then the only time you would have to probably have some significant technical help is if you have more than 8 events that you're trying to track.
And that's got to be a really small percentage of businesses. Right?
Yeah, I would imagine so. I mean, the only thing that comes to mind is if for some reason you have a bunch of different products and you're individually tracking each product for some reason or another, yeah. Which I would probably say that's not best practice anyway. So there's some things that it's probably going to help you do, but.
More e-commerce type companies. Franchise brands typically wouldn't have that many things that they're doing outside of information for becoming a franchisee, or maybe over on the consumer side, there might be a few more products, but 8 sounds like a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, in franchising specifically, the only thing that really comes to mind would be if you use the same pixel for your fran dev tracking as you use for your consumer marketing tracking. And in which case you might have some, you know, a couple different download, or maybe you've got a download on your FranDev, maybe you've got a just a regular form fill, and those get tracked separately. And then you might have a couple different things on the consumer marketing side where it's a contact form versus a lead form versus, you know, I don't know what else it could be, but yeah. But anything within that that you might be tracking separately, that would be the only time in my mind that it might come up.
Yeah, because even if you're a company that has multiple brands, you're probably using all separate websites, pixels, everything for each one of those brands, or you should be.
Anyway. Yeah, if you're not, you should be for sure. Yeah, and I would even say unless I mean, I know obviously some franchises still have their FranDev and their consumer marketing site on the same URL, and they're just using like a subfolder for FranDev. For the most part, if your websites are separate, you should have a FranDev pixel, you should have a consumer marketing pixel, and it shouldn't be an issue for you. But if you are one of the handful of people that still have those together, then you might, you know, want to really take a look at your pixel and make sure you don't have more than 8 conversion events happening. And you might have to get some technical guidance there as to what matters most to you, and you might have to reconfigure some things. But for the most part, I think everybody in franchising should be okay.
Excellent. This is all sounding like really good news, Mike. And if anybody has some questions or they want to connect with us and ask a few more questions about this whole change, because I'm sure it will be different 3 months from now than it is today at the rate things are going, please feel free to contact us at socialjoey.com. Also, if you're going to be attending the Franchise Expo Nashville, Mike and I would love to chat with you in person. We will be there in Nashville, May 7th and 8th at Music City Center, along with our Social Joey crew, chatting with franchisors and industry pros. Thousands of entrepreneurs and future business owners from across the U.S. will attend Franchise Expo Nashville looking for franchise opportunities. Nashville is ranked within the top 10 large metros for job growth and population growth over the past 6 years, and it's the nation's fourth best city for starting a business. There's still room for franchisors to exhibit and meet the most qualified prospects from Nashville and the surrounding areas. More than half of the nation's population resides within 650 miles of Nashville. Check it out today at franchiseexponashville.com.